Kelly in Stafford. Good morning, Kelly. Do you mourn its passing?
Yeah, I'll miss it, and I'll buy it on Sunday. And what I will say is that this is going to open a huge can of worms, and, you know, there'll be some knee-jerk law brought out before we know it, and I think some certain elements of the BBC should be looking to what they've done in the past. I mean, the thing that's astonished me this week, apart from we had, you know, the horrible story about Millie Dowler, right, that is horrible, and that always will be, is that, you know, the idea that the British public are astonished that hacks have been paying the police for information. Mm. The police have been leaking information since 1860. I mean, it's even mentioned in the Inspector Witcher reports, you know, in historical documents, how information was leaked to the press. Something like Andrew Gilligan, you know, back in the day, Alistair Campbell. Alistair Campbell is himself up as the moral arbiter at the moment, and I'm sorry, not pointing the gun at you, Nikki, but the BBC has been on hysterical Salem witch hunt this week, and, you know, all I could say is watch your backs too, mm-hmm. You know, certain elements, because this is how it's worked. The News of the World is the extreme example, and they did take it to extremes. But all I can say is that, you know, for the last 4 days on Radio 5 Live, it has just been non-stop. I mean, I expect Victoria's phone is going to be the same.
It's a big story. It's a massive story.
Well, there's massive stories going on in Kenya and Somalia. We've got the Portugal on the brink of bankruptcy, which will affect us all. We've got, you know, 2,000 people losing their job in Derby. And just on one final note, somebody pretty spiteful texted into you and said, well, serves them all right, they're loathed and they lose their jobs. Up here in Merseyside, and in Knowsley in Merseyside, there's about 100 printers will be losing their job as a knock-on effect. I don't think any of them hacked into phones.
No.
So how spiteful. There is a horrible, spiteful core of people. And the thing that gets me is the hypocrisy. Oh, I wouldn't touch the News of the World. A lot of people have said that. Well, how come it was the biggest-selling newspaper?
Yeah,
everybody reveled in the titillation. I was expecting Max Mosley to come on being sort of really bitter and quite, you know, celebrating, and I was fairly pleased that he wasn't, at least, and it's quite moderate. But Max, we do have a right to know about certain people's sex life. Footballers who go into school and put themselves up as role models. People like John Profumo in the 60s, who was war minister, we had a right to know what he was doing and who he was sleeping with.
Do we have a right to know that Max was involved in an S&M session with five prostitutes?
There were young girls involved there, so he was doing the typical,
consenting adults, all consenting adults.
Okay, well, there's a horrible angle to prostitution, particularly if there's things that we don't know about and girls that are pulled into it, and I think the certain men are contributing to that. Okay, we probably didn't. I'm not interested in Formula One, but I think he's got an axe grind anyway, because there was the Bernie Eccleston and Tony Blair incident that came out.
Oh, wheels. We could go at this. Kelly, you're in fine form this morning. You've made some really interesting points. Thank you.